The Silk Weaver by Liz Trenow, read by Katie Scarfe. There are many little civilities which a true gentleman will offer to a lady travelling alone, which she may accept with perfect propriety. But, while careful to thank him courteously, avoid any advance towards acquaintanceship. The Lady's Book of Manners, 1760. The carriage pulled to a sudden halt, and for a moment Anna dared to imagine that they had arrived. But something was wrong. In the distance could be heard a great deal of commotion, deep-voiced male shouts and the screech of women's voices. They could see nothing from the windows, and no one came to open the door. The four travelling companions sat without speaking, trying not to catch each other's eyes. Only the silent sighs of irritation and tiny ticks, the tapping of toes, the drumming of fingers, suggested that this delay was out of the ordinary. After a few minutes, the gentleman of the middling sort cleared his throat impatiently, took his cane and knocked briskly on the ceiling of the carriage. Rat-a-tat-tat, rat-a-tat-tat. There was no response. He leaned out and hollered upwards.
Coachman, why are we stopped?
We'll be on our way shortly, sir.
He did not sound convinced. They waited a few moments longer until the gentleman huffed and sighed again, stood up and let himself out of the coach, telling his son to stay with the ladies. Anna heard him exchange words with the coachman, and 5 further minutes passed. When he climbed back inside, his cheeks were so flushed, she feared he might be about to suffer a choleric turn.
"Nothing to worry about, ladies."
His tone was falsely calm.
"May I suggest, however, that you pull down the blinds?"
The carriage began to jerk backwards, forwards, and sideways with such violent movements that the four of them were thrown about like butter in a churn. It seemed that the coachman was attempting the almost impossible task of turning around a coach and four on this narrow highway. The shouting outside became louder. It was hard to make out any words, but at times it took on the rhythm of a chant, angry and menacing. What sounded like stones seemed to clatter on the cobbles around them, and, even more alarmingly, against the carriage itself. One of the horses whinnied sharply as if in pain. The hollering came closer now, and Anna could make out a single syllable repeated again and again. It was shocking how such a plain, everyday word could sound so very threatening in the voice of an enraged crowd. The coachman was hollering too, urging the horses to push on, pull back, hold hard. Everyone inside the coach remained tensely silent as they tried to brace themselves against the jolts. Both gentlemen stared fixedly forwards. The lady turned her face downwards towards her lap, her eyes sealed tightly as if in prayer,